Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's going on, pursuers? Welcome to The Pursuit of Calling, the podcast that provides you with the strategies and tools needed to successfully discover and pursue your calling. Whether it's through inspiring stories, thought-provoking interviews, or quick, insightful episodes on personal growth and development, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Thomas Carney. Enjoy the episode. All right, welcome to this episode of the Pursuit of Calling podcast. And today we have a guest, another guest from Maxwell Leadership. That's where the majority of my guests have been coming from recently, as you know. And today we have Luis. And from our previous pre-interview conversation, I learned that he has been an online entrepreneur for the last 11 years. I learned that this is his first ever recording in English. So, first ever podcast in English. So, this is a pretty great honor. So, to be able to provide him with that opportunity and for his be on the Pursuit of Calling podcast. So, yeah, Luis, thank you for being on.
Thank you so much, and thanks for the opportunity. I mean, I have podcasts in Spanish. I've been working in Spanish for all my life, and now being able to speak to your audience and being on English podcast it means a lot to me, because probably I'm going to jump in the English market in the future. So this is a good start, and being in your show is amazing. Thank you so much for your time.
For sure, for sure. Awesome. So, Luis, for those who don't know you, who is Luis?
Well, I'm originally from Mexico, like you say, and I'm now based in Canada. I've been always been passionate about helping entrepreneurs and professionals grow. Mm-hmm. In 2011, because of insecurity and a lot of problems in Mexico, I decided to move from a traditional business, moving to the online business, and I start my digital marketing agency at that time. And over the years, I've built businesses in this digital space, helping entrepreneurs and coaching people on building their personal brand. And most recently, well, I'm focused on empowering others through leadership training and Maxwell Leadership as my core. And I'm a family man, a lifelong learner, and someone who really believes helping people unlock their potential. And that's why I create a podcast called E90+, which it means excellence. Is when you reach 90 or plus of your full potential, not being perfect. Some of the big issues I found is a lot of people, they have been struggle, or they never start a business, or they never start something because they are afraid of not being perfect. And that, for me, that's a big mistake. And that's why I truly believe more on being excellent more than perfect. And being excellent is being 90 or plus. That's the idea of that, the show behind. So that's a little about me. Yeah.
Great. 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 I'm glad you told them about what 90 plus means. Because I agree, like, excellence, yeah, isn't about being perfect. It's about one way to look at excellence is exceeding expectations.
Exactly.
So, like, if you're at your job and your boss has a particular expectation of you, and, like, as far as your role goes, excellence would be exceeding the expectations that your role would provide. And that's how people get promoted. That's how people get raises, is by going above and beyond what they're actually being asked to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's a philosophy for me. It's like, you know, every time you can grow and growing is part of being excellent and being, but how can I say it? I want to break some barriers of people that they don't really believe that. And that's my goal. It's like pushing themselves to go forward.
Yeah.
Try to exceed their expectations, try to be the best you can without expecting to be the perfect.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes people say, I'm not feeling that I can do it. Something strange happens when you try it and you do it something. And when, even if you don't feel like you can or you're not capable to do it, but then when you do it, you say, I can't believe it. I do it. I did it. And it was easy. Sometimes you can say it was easier than I thought. Yeah, because you did it. That's matters. You know, it's just be confident that everything is going to be there and you're going to find a way. I think it's believing in ourselves is very hard sometimes. But when you do it, I think you can achieve things that you never thought you could in your life. It's not just in businesses, you know. It's in life, in all aspects. Being parent, the first time was my first boy born. I was scary. I was like, oh my God, what I'm going to do it. That's 2 weeks ago. He's 15 now. We went to a restaurant, and I was scrolling my phone, and I found that picture, the first one that I took when he was like this size, you know, small. When I like carry him, I thought that, oh my God, it's not going to break it. I don't know what to do, how to hold him.
Yeah.
I mean, I have seen people that they don't want to have kids because they feel afraid of rice kids, or I mean, this is something that happens to all of us in all aspects, not just being in businesses, in the jobs, as parents, or as a husband, as a friend, in many ways. We sometimes we don't go for more, and it's because we are afraid, and that's my message. I want to, doesn't matter, try to go forward and be brave.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You want people to even beat their expectations that they have of themselves.
Yeah. And well, I have been helping some business and doing that and entrepreneurs, but I'm also now, like I told you, it's more focused in helping people. I mean, it's something that I doing for myself. And also for my kids, I want to inspire them and helping them. And yeah, it's my mission, you know, it's helping. Imagine being someone coming from a country with, when I arrived to Canada in 2020, I realized that Quebec, Montreal, in the city where I live, is French speaker. I just speak English and Spanish, and I didn't have a word. I mean, I only knew we bonjour, things like that in French.
Yeah.
But learning a new language, if I came with a mindset of it's so hard, I'm not going to make it, and I will never learn. And now I can say that I speak French now. Not perfect, but I can communicate with people in French. And I live in a country that is different from mine. It was in 2020 when we were in the middle of the pandemic. It was a hard time. We stayed 14 days in our apartment without knowing nobody. We have no family, no friends in this country. Yeah, it was a challenge. But it's when you push yourself to go out there and you believe. And I don't know how we make it, to be honest. When I speak with my wife, and we didn't have a car. We just imagine being in a stroller with my kids, going to take my older son to his school. And the first, it was an experience once that it was raining, but it was with the wind. And I put it the plastic for the roll of my kids, and then the wind left all, and his face was like with the water in front of him. And I was asking by myself, like, God, what I'm doing here? And it was a very desperate moment. It was 1 or 2 days in all those 5 years that I have been here. Like, I myself, like, asked myself, like, is it really the thing I should do? And because you have some moments of weakness, or you know, that you are doubting if you take the right decision.
Yeah.
And after, well, now I can say that it was good. We are fine. And but there are some times that you feel in darkness and things not going the way you expecting that it's gonna be.
Yeah.
But then we happen to pass all those hard times, and you turn your head and see what you have been achieved and what you did, and say, oh my God, we did it a lot, and we are so happy to be here, and my kids there. They speak 3 languages so much better than me, because they speak Spanish, English, and French, and they speak like natives.
And, wow!
Yeah, it's amazing, because if you start in a new language when you are a kid, imagine it's being like a sponge that get old, and you don't speak like with accent like myself now, but they speak like natives, and it's amazing. And being in a multicultural country is something that they have been great experience for them. So if we were negatives in our mindset when we started, probably we never make it. And we were positive. We believe in the process. We haven't all the answers at that moment, and we have a lot of doubts. But after 5 years now, we are in the way. Like I told you, we are in the way to be permanent residents, probably in a couple of years, Canadian citizenships. And it was an amazing journey.
Yeah,
with up and downs. It's normal life. It's that, like that. It's not perfect too. So it's what I start realizing, that try not to be perfect. Try to be excellent. It's the only thing we can make it if we really believe in our process and ourselves. But for believing ourselves, I think we need to push our lives to a limit and go forward and moving. And that's what I'm trying to inspire people to believe in going there. Got it.
Yeah.
What you deserve. Simple like that.
For sure. Yeah. There's, sorry, I had so many thoughts on what we were saying. And, I can't remember, think of it now. Right. Okay. So you mentioned about how, like, you before you moved in, you got to Canada, you didn't see yourself as natives, right?
Yeah, well, my kids speak very well.
Right. And I'm reading a book right now by Ed Milet, if you've heard of Ed Milet.
Yeah. Actually, I'm subscribed to his podcast.
And it's called The Power of One More, the book I'm reading right now. Exactly. And one thing he mentions in the book is, one, not only that, I think even John Maxwell talks about it, Craig Rochelle talks about it, is the power of compounding.
Mm-hmm.
And also that, in which compounding happens as you move forward, if you're continuously and consistently working towards the same goal. But then there's also the power of looking forward to the future and not focusing on the past. So whenever you guys were in the state, you currently move from Mexico to Canada. And what I was thinking about while you were saying that was that over time you were consistently working towards the goal of whether that be learning the language, whether that be getting your citizenship. You're continuously working towards a goal, and every time, even in those times that where you feel like you failed, you're never starting over, because you've already learned. You've already went through a process of learning everything you needed to learn to get to the point where you're at.
Yeah.
So even whenever say if somebody was trying to learn a new language and they stop for like a few weeks, where they still have what they've already studied, and their brain already has that information. So you're never truly starting again. You're never going to be starting from zero again. You might be going one step forward and a couple steps back, but you're never starting from zero. So whenever you're consistently working towards the same goal, if you stay consistent, even in the times, like you said, whenever you feel like there's nothing truly, you feel like there's nothing actually happening, you have to realize that there actually is. And like you said, once we got to the point of 5 years down the road, you look back and you're like, wow, all of that, now we're getting to this point, it was worth it. And you're like, and now you're in like the middle point where you're not to where you want to be, but you're closer than where you were. It's because you've been consistent, you've been pushing forward, and your kids have been learning the language.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You're learning the languages, and even whenever you feel like you're in that hardest point, you're like, man, and you can think back like all those things that you learned so far, and look forward to the vision that you have for your future, and then focus on everything you need to learn and gain to get to that point. And I think that's like an amazing thing that we can all focus on as as we're going through our lives. Like I even personally, as a solopreneur, I've tried so many different businesses, and so many times I felt like I was getting nowhere, but now I'm at a point where I can think back about all the things that I've learned and all the books I was reading and everything that all this knowledge, sometimes it's knowledge, some knowledge that I didn't remember that I knew, bubbles to the surface, and I get to apply it like years after I read it in a book. Whenever my goal was actually a different business or a different prospect. So, and I realized that while reading that book, like we're never starting from zero. Like I've been consistently working towards building a successful business for over 6 years. And now I've been working on coaching, being a life coach for the last couple years, last two-ish years. And everything I've learned before that is adding to this process, is adding to my entrepreneurship, is adding to the knowledge that I have. And I want to say that to all the listeners right now, like, you're never, if you have a goal you're reaching towards, and when you're in, even when you're in a rut, you're never starting from zero if you've already, if you've already started. And if you haven't started, now's the time. If you're starting from zero, well, then start now.
Yeah.
Because you're never going to, if you don't start now, like, when are you going to start?
Yeah, and as I see, it's putting in the, into a box of two boxes, you know, it's all the tools that you have, the experience, all the even the bad experience, everything that's happened in your life, everything new you learn is putting in into your box, and then you're going to be able to be more, I don't know if it's the word wisdom, but every time that you try to do something new, you're going to be more, like, being more intelligent because all the bad experiences. I mean,
right.
Something I learned from Spencer Hoffman, one of my mentors, is sometimes you need to embrace your failures.
Yeah.
Because they will help you in the future. You know, you maybe you don't know where or when, but in some point you will use those bad experiences too in your favor. And something I learned from Alex Hormozi also is, like, if you want to go far, you need to go be with people around you. It's not yourself. I mean,
yeah.
If you want to build a big business, you can do it by yourself. And when I started, it was one of my mistakes that I tried to be the involved in everything aspects of the business. And I didn't have the time because I was doing marketing, I was doing sales, I was doing, like, everything. And it's impossible to do it that way.
Yeah.
And but that was a mistake I did at the beginning, and then I knew that I need people around me to help me to grow my business. And something we need to learn also is how to deal with people,
yeah,
and how to manage. And that's the point when I realized that one thing is being a boss, and then when I starting learning about John Maxwell and how he speaks, and about leadership. Sorry, it was at something point that I was like, "Oh my God, I prefer to be someone that inspires people to do the things, not forcing them." So that's where leadership get in action at that moment for me, when I changed the way of being leader or instead of being a boss.
Yeah.
And that inspired me a lot. That's why I know John Maxwell for, I don't know, maybe more than 10 years. I just take the, I decided to join John Maxwell leadership team in December 2014. Last year. But I've been following his messages, and not only him, I have a lot of others, people that has been inspired me.
Yeah.
And the thing is, being leader is better than being a boss.
What's the difference?
Well, I think the big difference is when you boss is like being authority, is being in a position and a control. And basically a boss says, do this because I say it so. But being a leader is about influence, inspiration, and service. A true leader says, let's do this together.
Yeah.
And here's why it matters. One, manage tasks. The other, develop people. I think it's the big difference.
I like that. Yeah. One manages and distributes tasks, and the other, what was the thing you said about the leader? Inspires people.
Yeah, it's inspired people and make them believe in themselves also. It's inspire them. And I think if you really, if the people around you and your team, you really matter what happens with them, and you really try to understand them and they feel it, they're going to work better.
Yeah.
because they feel like they be in a team that they've been care,
you know? Yeah. And they feel like they matter. They're gaining if they get the recognition for the work that they do, and you treat them like you. I like when leaders spend that one-on-one time with the people who they're leading, and it's like and like talking with them, asking them, like treating them like a person instead of like a cog in the wheel.
Yeah, and at the end, the people follow people who inspire, not follow titles, you know, and they follow the vision, the trust, and the authenticity.
Yeah,
of yourself, and I think it's something that we have to develop in our life.
If we want, sorry if you had more to say there. I was gonna shift to another question.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
One thing that you mentioned, since we're on the topic of leadership, one thing you mentioned during our pre-interview is about cross-generation leadership.
Okay, yeah.
So we're in different generations, and so how can we learn to communicate and lead cross-generations, whether it be someone in my generation leading somebody in your generation or vice versa?
Well, it's I have a, what is it, C generation with the kids, with my son, my teenager.
Yeah.
And we have a big difference of you. But I found a way to communicate with him. And mm-hmm. I think that the key is humility and curiosity.
Yeah.
And
humility, curiosity, yeah.
Yeah. And I try to, in some way, to connect with him. I have to be creative, innovative, mm-hmm. Because and also try to be how can I say it? They learn a lot of things so fast now, and they have this thing of try to being speaking fast and mm-hmm. I mean, not speaking too fast. I mean, it's like 1 minute. It's not too much. They are not have attention for. It's something happened with this generation that they need that immediately. And but if we understand that the way they work now, and then you're gonna connect better.
Yeah.
And the real thing is that when I spoke with my son, for instance, I always letting him know that I'm gonna be here for him,
mm-hmm.
to see possibilities. It's not like being confronting ideas, because mm-hmm. if you try to say like I have the experience, I have the knowledge, I have, they don't like that.
Yeah,
but if you try to be in a position that you say, hey, let me tell you something, or let me explain you something, or be in a way that he feels like, okay, I'm gonna share with you my time, and I know that it's important, then they try to be more open, and then is when all this difference between ages stay aside, and then you can speak with him. And I think that's the thing with when we can, the way we can connect is when you open and say, I'm gonna try to help you
in some
way, and then the other side say, okay, you're gonna help me, it's perfect, great, I want it.
Yeah,
I think
that's like John Maxwell's. He said, like walking slowly through the crowd.
Yeah,
it's like as you're leading people through, instead of like just walking past people, you're walking, you're stopping, you're like you were saying, you're asking what can I do for you? Like the leader, the one thing that John likes to do is flip the pyramid on its head. And put the leader at the bottom, and so the leader serves up. serves everyone that is quote unquote under him in the hierarchy, and goes to and gets to and gets to lead through service, gets to lead through helping those who are serving those who are with them.
The one thing that I when I connect with my son was when I make him feel like I'm not just your father. It's like, I'm your father, yeah, but I want to serve you.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's something magical with that word, because he's starting being more open.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started to talk about his... he has a lot of things in his head that what afraid of, their dreams and things that he has never talked about. He's starting to be fluent with me with that things.
Yeah.
It was a very nice way to... And I think it was something small. It's when I make him feel like I really care about you and I want to serve you and I want to put all my experience, all my knowledge...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he opens to that, and I think it's because the new generation are we have a lot of differences, and but there are ways to communicate, there are ways to connect. That's what mm-hmm. I like to say, and I mean it's just part of the. For me, it's like okay, I know in some point that we can connect. Mm-hmm. I need to find the ways.
Yeah.
It's the only thing. We need to ask ourselves, how can I connect with them?
Yeah.
And everything is go so much better. And it has been a great relationship. We have. It's better now than 1 year ago. Yeah. For
mm-hmm.
And that happens thanks to that.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to work on, we hit around the 30-minute mark, so I'm going to, couple questions. What's up?
I didn't notice that.
No worries.
Okay.
So I'm going to work on, I have a couple of final questions I want to ask you while we wrap up.
Okay.
And with those questions, this is something we can provide things to the listeners for them to go back to. One thing is, what is a resource? Let's say, what is the number one resource that you like to recommend to people that, whenever it comes to communication and leadership?
Wow. Communication. Okay. Now, like I told you, I'm reading the 15 laws.
Yeah.
John Maxwell for growth. This is a great. I have another book that I'm been preparing for a mastermind in a couple of weeks. That is, I think this one is amazing. Everyone's communicate if you connect.
Yep, I love that one.
Yeah, and the resources I have that I love podcast.
Yeah,
and you mentioned one at Milet Show. This is amazing show, and well. For businesses, I follow The Game from Alex Hormozi, which is another one of the guys I really follow. And actually, I have wrote the two previous books, the 100 Million Offer and 100 Million Lead. And mm-hmm. now I have the 100 Million Money Models, it's called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there are also a few podcasts that I really love. One is the Resilient Mind.
Yeah.
And the School of Greatness of Lewis Hope.
Okay.
Those two. Mel Robbins also is amazing. That woman also.
Yeah.
Love it. And one of the other tools probably I can share or something is journaling. It sometimes sounds so simple, but writing your thoughts, your goals, your daily things happens around you is your power to get clarity and direction in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I use iPhone, and an iPhone you have a journal, you can write thoughts on it, and I use a lot that application.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's, I mean, if you want to learn something, you need to find the person who has the answers. It's something that Henry Ford says once, when they when people ask how to create a car, and he say, "Well, call my engineer of in some part, and bring my people the painting." And it's like, I don't have all the answers. I have the team, and I have the important thing is having the phone of the people to know the things you need to know. So find the people. If you want to learn something, try to go and find the guy who knows that. How to.
Yeah.
I think it's the fastest way, having mentors and coaches
for your sure. life. Yeah.
And you're going to spend money, but the time you're going to, the years of knowing something by yourself is going to be shortened for a long time. And the bad experience you're going to put aside, because you're going to learn from someone who has already passed through that process. And I think it's easier. And it's the best advice that I get when I started
learning for sure.
from people who has passed it. And I think it's a good advice.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Mentors are the best way to learn what the things that you want to learn. And if I think I've heard before, if you don't know, if you don't have any mentors in your life, you can always start with books. You start with the authors of those books and see what they're doing. If you don't have anybody directly in your life that you know, and you're working on seeking those people out, start with books. Start with the authors of the books of people who are where you want to be. Like, look at what are they saying? Is a form of mentorship, because these people put out their books, like John Maxwell put out his books in order to be able to reach a wider audience than he could reach just one-on-one by himself. Now, of course, the one-on-one experience with a in-person mentor is going to be able to provide a lot of different kinds of fruit, and it's going to be even more beneficial than reading the book. However, a book is a great place to start. And then final question for you, Luis, who do you know that I should know? This is a great question I like to ask to see, what guests, as I move forward, would, be awesome to have on the podcast in the future.
Well, I have, thinking about that question when you send it to me. And, I don't know a lot of, English speaker people, but I have two in my mind.
Yeah,
they both are in the U.S. One is Sandra Hope. She's Colombian, but she lives in Florida.
Okay.
And she's focusing on helping couples how to manage finance in a couple in a mariage.
Okay.
And another one is Fernando Gonzalez, which is one of the top leaders in MLM companies. He has been involved in network marketing for I don't know, maybe more than 3 years, I think. He has been creating teams and creating leaders. It's not just being someone has a lot of clients. He has a lot of people. He has mentee a lot of people and being leader. And I think he has... when I tried to learn about leadership, one of my first goal was to him, because I knew that he was the guy that he knew how to lead teams.
Yeah.
And he has a lot of experience, has a lot of knowledge. And this is, if you want to know how to create a great team in MLM, for instance, he's one of those guys that, I mean, companies, when they are going to launch products, they call him. And I have been how he has been involved in the starting up of some MLMs companies, and then he has been like advisor teams.
Yeah,
and I say, wow, it's great. And and both awesome. Pretty sure they speak in English too. So it's
awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. Great for your show.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. We'll talk a little bit more after the recording about those two. But Luis, thank you for being on the Pursuit of Calling podcast, and thank you for those who have listened to the full episode. I appreciate it very much. And I'm sure Luis does as well. So if you want to go to Spotify, you can, Spotify, if you're already on Spotify, you can go ahead and give this podcast a 5-star review, and leave a comment on the episode, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you listen to podcasts. Share this episode out with somebody that you believe would find it helpful. And guys, keep pursuing your calling. I'll see you next time.
Bye.